Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created by Layla Helena Smolak, your number one personal trainer with 35 years experience in areas of consulting, management, corporate wellness, and training clients from all walks of life. Here's your host, Layla Helena Smolak.
Happy New Year to my fans and followers, and welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Helena Smolak, and I'm coming to you live from Blaine, Washington, USA. Let's keep that YouTube channel growing. Thank you so much for the comments, the likes, and subscriptions. We're kicking in 2021 with a new perspective, a positive beginning, and a new train of thought. Health is your wealth. Today, I welcome my special guest, Tina Myers. Tina has been a Rolfing practitioner for 29 years and is located in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Oh, welcome.
You like my new perspective?
Oh, yeah.
Health is your wealth.
No, it's true. Absolutely. It is so true. We can only look
absolutely
at our health,
I agree
and
with
our
you
health together.
Pardon mm-hmm me?
Yeah, we can
sorry,
we
say
have
that
to look at our wealth. We have to look at our wealth and health together, because that's what's the most important thing actually in this whole moment. What's happening throughout the world and what's happening just within ourselves. Absolutely.
Well, I believe it's a huge wake up call. You know, having said all this, I am amazed at your journey. You started within the food industry, and I can understand that because my parents owned restaurants in Ottawa, so I grew up in that industry. I know it's a one that can literally suck your life force out of you. So what led you out of that, or where did you begin, and
well, my mom,
how did you get into the healing arts? Share your journey with us.
Okay, look, my and my German, they were immigrants into Australia, and so my mum was a fanatical chef. She always said, whatever you put in your body is what's going to heal you and help you. So my whole life, I've never had a Coca-Cola, I've never had a McDonald's, and I never grew up with fast food. So I've always loved food. I've always loved health. I've always been fascinated with cells and how, if you help a cell, what does that do for your whole body? And I've always been intrigued with, if you eat that, why do some people have reactions and other people don't? And I'd always look at my parents and I'd go, oh, I'm so lucky. I have phenomenal genetic background with my parents. And so it just cascaded down from chef, being a chef in Australia, traveling the world doing that, and then landing in Tasmania. And I was a woodworker because I love timber. I have such a fascination for timber and nature. And I always found that, you know, wood turning, which is what I specialized in Hobart, Tasmania, always the final cut was the most important. And so that made me really very critical with lines and design. And then that led me to Boulder, Colorado, where I studied Rolfing, which my chef, where I'd smell the bodies, I'd work with the bodies, I'd touch the bodies, and you get that feeling and that instinct of what's going on and what layers happen down below. And for me, if I was going to work on someone, I want to work on someone that changes them, that is really beneficial to their cells. And it wasn't, I didn't want to relax them, but I really was there for a mission to help them. And so that led me to Boulder, Colorado, And the three modalities I put together was my chef work. I feel with my hands the tissue of the body and smell and look. You see if the skin was sweating or discoloration, where areas were harder, where areas were softer. And look at the person with a eye that I used to do with woodworking. I can see you're not balanced here, and that's causing your feet are causing your headaches, or your digestion is causing your brain fog. And then it led me for doing nutrition, and unfortunately in August, no, not unfortunately, it was time, after 29 years, I think we spoke about it, that I did close my Rolfing practice because I want to impact the world. I want the world to feel a better health right down to the individual blueprint of your body, and that's all with DNA. And that's my passion at the moment. It really is.
Well, you know, with what's going on, you know my background. We talked about my background.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is, you know, is part of my responsibility to a client is to remain current of what is going on, what is happening within the forecast in terms of health, wellness, you know, exercise, fitness, athleticism. It all falls under one, you know, that umbrella. So I have to remain current, primarily with what changes the government is doing, whether it's at that, excuse me, that upper level or within the fitness industry. And one of the things you and I discussed this, that this type of testing, DNA testing, is actually very important. People need to get this done to better understand their health.
Oh, yeah,
where they're
absolutely
weak, where they're strong. And it happens at the cellular level. And at the cellular level, once you find out, you know, your genetic code or, you know, your genotype and all that lovely terminology, then you're better equipped to understand your body and to understand, well, what nutritional requirements do I actually really need? And then from there, you find out, well, disease is preventable, right? I just want to back up.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to back up. What is the difference between Rolfing and chiropractic and massage, all the other healing arts out there?
Oh, look,
what?
They're all amazing. Now, chiropractic just works with your bones. And that's a field I have no intention of going into. But I work with the muscles. Massage works with the muscles. And what we do is, with massage, my husband would tell people, is your wife a masseuse? And he goes, no. Massaging, you feel good afterwards. Rolfing, you feel good 3 days later. And it's with Rolfing is that you structurally realign the muscles on the skeletal system so that you get your body back into gravity, so that your body flows better. It doesn't have so many kinks. And once you get the muscles back into position, then I always tell people, go see a chiropractor because they can do the bones. And when they do the bones really like the adjustment and they last longer because the muscles aren't constantly pulling them out. And that's what I love about the Rolfing. And also massage. I mean, really, massage is fantastic. And in Rolfing, there are many other areas. There's Heller work that's also very similar to Rolfing. Integrational body work is also very similar to Rolfing. And Soma, I don't know much about Soma, but someone did tell me it's very similar to Rolfing. So if you can't find a Rolfer in your area, have a look at Heller work. They're brilliant. So integrational therapy people are also brilliant. They've all got the same idea of helping the body release old, deep patterns.
Right, yes. I would imagine that something like you know, like rolfing, would help wear and tear, carpal tunnel syndrome as well, right?
Because when you're doing carpal tunnel, you're working in the chest area, and the end is the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yes.
Yeah, you go to the origin of the area and work outwards.
Now, what about cranial sacral work? I've heard some really positive. I've had friends that have had that done, and so what is that all about?
Well, cranial work has all of the nerval areas from your whole body into the cranium. And that is a phenomenal job if someone can. That was an area that I failed miserably because you have to have a certain touch. And that's why when I was doing rolfing, I did a lot of visceral work. I learned from Barral, a French teacher, when I was studying in around Berkeley. And in there, I'd get into the intestines and into the liver. I mean, I'm really hands-on.
Wow.
I really love to feel a body. And cranial, you have to back off. I wasn't very good at that. I really wasn't, because I really wanted to shift. And, of course, you're not allowed to put too much pressure, and that was useless for me. So I would send people to cranial people, but I would do visceral work and I would do bone work that I learned from the osteopath teachers.
And what about the detoxification of heavy metals? I've heard of that. I've heard... that we do carry, you know, well, comes from environment and even our food chain.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
what's that process about?
Well, I studied nutrition because I really wanted to study with Premier Research Labs, who did detoxification with mudding. And we would muscle check your areas, and we'd always do the feet and the hands first to see, because heavy metals sink. They'll sink in your joints. They'll sink in your knees. And then we had a certain mud that was just beautiful that you would mix and on certain areas to start pulling out the toxins. And you would wait maybe about 10, 15 minutes, not too long, because you want to take it off because you don't want the body to reabsorb it in. And when you would remove the mud from the person's feet or knees or arms, wherever it needed to be, you always had gloves on because you didn't want to absorb their toxins. And you had to make sure it was all taken care of really properly. But my mom from Germany, she had a really weak immune system. So the German government paid for her to go to Czechoslovakia to go to the mud pools, where she would be mudded all the time. So mudding for me was really natural. I grew up with it, with my mum. And so it wasn't anything unusual for me to go into that field to help my clients.
You know, I used to toss talking about mud. I loved going to the spa. And at the spas here in North America, of course, they use like a seaweed or they do use some mud, but I don't think it's the same mud that they would use in Europe, I don't think. But I enjoyed that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, from the neck down, you know, they cover you in, you know, whatever body wrap you choose, and then wrap you up in this nice warm blanket. And, boy, do you feel it working.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It just, you can feel that, the toxins leaving your body, and it felt so nice. I haven't done that in a while. Now you got me thinking about that. That's something I need to get done again. But interesting. You know, my sister lived in Germany for a time period, and she was fascinated on how Germany was so much more ahead in terms of health and wellness. I mean, you can get a homeopathic prescription from a medical doctor if you choose. It's not always about, you know, just medicine. Well, homeopathic is medicine, but you can choose that alternative. She would tell me so many wonderful stories in how much choices you do have in Germany with health and wellness. So talk about the DNA. You have a new venture happening.
My passion. Oh, God, yeah. Because I realized that, you know, I mean, I adored my parents. My parents were the most amazing people. I mean, they mm-hmm. left Germany. They came to Australia. And mm-hmm. you know, we grew up there. And, you know, I'd look, you know, my dad died at 98. My mum died at 91. And mm-hmm. my dad was a lot older than my mum. But it was just, you know, growing up in an amazing area. But, you know, my brilliant mum unfortunately passed away with dementia. And it was one thing that I always had a little inkling and a fear. So when a fabulous woman by the name of Colette Daniels, she said, Tina, are you open to new ideas? And of course I am. I love new ideas, but it always has to be scientifically based, otherwise I'm not interested. And I said, of course I am. You know, I'm always open to hearing new. And she sent me a 3-minute video. And you know when you've been asking for something to come to you in a way that you think is just virtually sometimes impossible, and you do that amazing dream. You dream really big. And it comes to you, and I just went, oh, my God, this is exactly what I want to do, and this is everything I've been asking for. Because it was ethical. It was 99.9% accurate, which was really important to me. And it was so simple. And I just went, oh. And when I did do my swabbing inside my cheeks, I was stunned with my report, because I just assumed I was going to be really healthy, because I really am. But mm-hmm. I got quite a reality shock that, you know, I know your genetics never go away. They are there. So nothing's more valuable than your DNA, because it gives you clarity. And so I found that this euphoria had made me understand how phenomenal my DNA is and how they can make it so enjoyable to have a great life without fear. And, you know, their raw product, which is 95% plant-based, which is organic or wildcrafted wherever possible, and 5% with minerals, is tailor-made just for you, for all the right reasons. And it really put my mind at ease. I mean, I got such a shock when I got my report back. I actually rang up Colette and I said, is there any way that this is wrong? That they got me muddled up with someone else. And she goes, no. And it's true. I christened myself the Red Baroness because I have so many red indicators.
Oh, no.
It was quite a shock. But it is. And, you know, and working this company with the most phenomenal team of people, I could never do this without my team. I could never do this without the phenomenal support of Michael Zappia, Colette, my amazing, gorgeous husband. And they make such a difference to people's worlds that you really have to look and you really have to absorb what they do, how they do it, and why they do it. It's such an ethical community, and I love how we support people. I love how we work together, how we really make a change and a difference, and we just share. You can make up your own decision on what you want to do, but I think you have the right to know what is available and what we can do to help you. Whether you want health or great wealth, this is what we're here to help with.
Well, you know, I've always looked at it this way. I've studied 3 years of kinesiology, so I understand the process. Mm-hmm. The average person, you know, a client will come for a consultation with many issues, right? Or without. And the one thing I do explain is that your health really begins from within. You know, as,
absolutely.
As we age, especially, I mean, I explained this yesterday. After the age of 25, we're going into catabolism, right? Up until that point, we're in anabolic state. So
mm-hmm.
we start to
yes.
deteriorate after 25, and slowly and gradually. But then, you know, us women have that hormonal panel that we need to, you know, look deeper within to regulate, you know, weight gain and all that lovely stuff that happens as we climb that ladder.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But what fascinates me with what we talked about yesterday and your new venture is that it looks at your blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. You know, these changes that you're going through in life at various stages every 5 years, it's the DNA, right? It's your blueprint.
Yeah.
And
it's
you need to understand it, right?
Yeah, you do.
So, for example, with your report, I don't know if you're comfortable with
I'll talk about it. Not a problem.
Did you think, and I took this in contemporary health issues as part of mm-hmm. studying kinesiology, that, you know, first of all, they took 5 Japanese women in a research. They were wondering why that Japanese women were not getting breast cancer, whereas North American women suffer greatly from that, right?
Yeah.
And they had to look at the diet. They looked at the diet of Japanese women. They took these 5 Japanese women and started to introduce them to the North American diet, which is McDonald's, you know, any other, you know, fast food places. And they start to notice that the breast cancer rate came in and started to skyrocket. So with what we're discussing today,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, DNA has huge, huge, it's your baseline. So what's the process one needs to go through to get this information?
Well, I think the would be best to contact me, and I could also leave you my contact information if they're more available to contact you. And, you know, you can contact me and, you know, do you want me to say my phone number and email over here or what would you like?
It's totally up to you, whichever contact method you prefer. You can share it with listeners. It is going on all social media, my social media, and I'm certain with yours. So it will be on Alignable as well. So please feel free to share whatever contact information you wish to. But the process, so if I were to find, you know, I'm interested to go deeper, my parents owned restaurants in Ottawa. So North American style fast food, you know, the typical burger, fries, pizza, you know, so, but we were not exposed to that. We ate quite healthy actually at home. You know, being of Lebanese background, we ate a lot of tabbouleh, hummus, all that lovely stuff, and we were able to be vegetarian on the Mediterranean diet. But, you know, having said that, you know, both parents are diabetic, and both have heart disease. So I know I have to look at my DNA as well and think, okay, well, I did get this done through 23andMe, and I don't have that heart disease thing, but diabetes, it could affect me. So with your system, how does one, like, how would I find out what's the procedure, like what... What's the process?
Well, I would either send you a kit and walk you through where we would swab you and then we send it to a HIPAA CAP and CLIA certified laboratory in Texas, where they will scan for over 640,000 genetic SNPs. And from there, we send it to another place, which is where they will make your formula. And there's no name. You're only a barcode when you go out to the laboratory for the SNPs. And it's paired together, and that's when they'll make your raw plant-based ingredient and send to you. But initially, you have to you're going to have to contact me, and we talked about this, that I might come and venture up to Blaine and sit together with you and swab you and get you started so that you can be on your own discovery.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned codes like a red.
What
do all the colors mean? Like, is red really serious? Sorry.
It's really serious. It's just that, from all of this, they will take out the 18 in one report. There are many different reports. But the one that I sent you to look at was my wellness action plan, which is my report on my health for now. And your genetics never change, so you don't have to do the DNA test again. And so there's three colors, and red means you inherited both SNPs from both parents, so you are really weak in that area. And yellow means you inherited from one, and green means you didn't inherit from anyone. So everything that's red and yellow, they will formulate your own individualized formula. And the SNPs that we look at are the ones that just cater to what a doctor would ask you. How is your cholesterol? How's your heart? How is diabetes in your family? Can you absorb vitamin D? What about CoQ10? And then it'll tell you what CoQ10 is. It cocuquinol or cocuquinol? Which one does your body want? And that's why I really love this, because it's nothing blind. There is no blind nutrition with it. This is exactly what your body is asking for. And for the first time, there is an amazing machine in Van Austin at Terry LaCour Nutraceuticals that builds your combination together, that makes your own individualized formula. It's made on the date, and the date is written on your container with your name and barcode, and you get it 5 days later. I mean, I find that phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's advanced DNA testing.
Yeah. And what's lovely is they've already paired it with peer-reviewed studies that have been already happening for 25 years. So it's not something they're hoping it'll work. They know it does. They know that artichoke really helps cholesterol, that turmeric really helps your diabetes because it really helps your liver.
You know what I find amazing? How much the health, wellness, fitness industry has changed. You know, we talked about this yesterday when I told you what my results were, and it's just boomed, and it's marvelous. It's amazing to see this. We have the opportunity to take better control of our health and wellness. We're running out of time, though.
I know.
Is there a number, website, email that anybody can contact you to get more information about this DNA testing?
Oh yeah, look, I'll throw out my phone number and my email. Look, my phone number, because I'm in Seattle, it's 206-928-3057. Or my email confirmation is, I still keep the Rolfer, so it's Tina Rolfer, so it's TINAROLFER @gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, I'm definitely going to take a trip out to beautiful Seattle. I love Seattle. It's gorgeous there.
Yes, so do
busy.
I.
Very stimulating for this Gemini mind. All right. Well, we have to wrap it up. We're running out of time. I want to say thank you so much for being on the show, and I look forward to future endeavors with you. Absolutely.
Thank you. Me too. I'll look forward. I love your energy. I love working and talking with you.
I love your energy. And by the way, you look fantastic. So whatever, you know, you're taking, whatever has been recommended to you for your DNA, it's working. You look amazing.
I know. I know it is.
All right. We have to get off air now because this is going to go into overtime. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And I'll chat with you right after the show.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye, okay. Helena. Thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow, like, and subscribe. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete, be it, live it.